On Seattle's first hill near downtown, officials wielded the obligatory gold shovels to heave some dirt and break ground on the first part of the project. The Housing Authority had hoped to break ground months ago. Stephanie Van Dyke with the agency says the delay stemmed from tighter scrutiny by funders in this post-recession world. Everyone from the city to the federal government to J.P. Morgan Chase is paying for the project.
Everyone really is doing, extra due diligence on financing.
The first mid-rise apartment building will likely be finished in spring 2015. That will replace about 80 units of public housing. Eventually, the agency will replace all 561 low-income housing units that are at Yesler now. Some of those families have already moved to other housing authority complexes. Operations Director Rod Brandon says he's trying to help each family find the right-sized unit in the part of town where they want to be.
We're really, really trying to just match, you know, their needs and their desires to a new location, because this is it can be hard on folks to relocate when you've been here for a while, so we're sensitive to that.
All of the residents are guaranteed a right to return to Yesler Terrace once the buildings are finished. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.